In fact, before I do this, I just want to leave a message for Don Geronimo. Donnie, you and I are good friends. We'll always be good friends. But Don, kiss my ass. Just kiss it.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'll drink to that.
With moods as dark as Cabernet, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Trip to Iceland, we're going to give that away probably in the next break.
Very good.
As you are, as a friend, as I want you to be.
The hell did you dig this out for?
As a friend.
Hey, it's Elvis, man.
No, that's Johnny Harris.
Just found it.
Just
kind of felt like playing it instead of Nirvana.
Wasn't that the Elvis, anthology where it was the Elvis impersonator singing contemporary music?
Yeah, great album. Trip to Iceland coming up. We'll do that in the next break. I'm thinking maybe an episode of Donnie's Naked Cruelty.
Ooh!
And we will find out what the deal is with Charlie on today's show as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, he hasn't been well.
I'm very worried.
Trip trivia Wednesday, trip to Hawaii Girls. Call 877-365-3636. We are looking for as many girls as we can for Wednesday's episode to win the trip to Hawaii. The Sopranos last night. Robbie, I think each of us probably needs 30 seconds.
All right, we can do that.
To review that before we move on to the Emmys. Because everybody watches The Sopranos. Here we go. Sopranos by Don. I loved it. And here's what I love about it. The show is moving. You got the FBI agents in place last week. Already, they're going to Christopher's girlfriend. No dicking around. They found out the cover was going to be blown. They bring Christopher's girlfriend in. You had somebody getting beat up last night real good. You got Paulie Walnuts in jail, and you got the girlfriend throwing up all over the place. I grade it an A-minus episode of The Sopranos. Mike.
The Sopranos by Mike. Let me tell you right now, I thought it was a fantastic episode. The show is back on track. Everybody who was a Sopranos fan loves this show, but I was very disappointed that the FBI agent blew her cover and they had to go pick up the, what's her name, because she threw up. I like the part where she threw up, but I wanted to see that lady in her little outfits with her big T's because I thought she's fantastic on the show, and I hope we see more of that. But otherwise, The Sopranos was absolutely incredible. Fantastic. I love the plot lines this year, and I like seeing Meadow Soprano in her bikini. I enjoyed that as well.
Give it a grade.
I give it an A plus.
Wow.
And the one thing that neither of us mentioned was Meadows' psychiatrist,
Lavin.
Is that pig Linda Lavin?
She was good, though.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I thought that was Bette Midler at first. I really did with the.
She was scary looking.
Weird orange hair.
She was scary looking.
Real good Sopranos last night. Damn, that show doesn't disappoint. And what I love is the wild card now is Paulie Walnuts.
Paulie Walnuts in jail.
When he gets out of jail,
he's going to be so pissed.
He's going to be so pissed.
Oh, yeah. And he's going to be pissed that Christopher took his spot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the S is really going to have to be. You know what?
Christopher, who's still doing the heroin thing with his toes.
You know, I will tell you, all things point towards a finale involving who killed Christopher. There's a prediction for you.
Don't think so.
There is my prediction for the plot this year.
Well, if that's, you know, whatever. Right now, I got no complaints. It was worth the wait. There's no slow stuff in the script progression.
It's so tight. It's so beautifully written. It really is, and I'm frankly surprised. I thought with all this time off that it might have gotten a little bit stale, but it really did pick up. I like the fat guy that was Junior Soprano's henchman that's now been promoted. He's perfect.
Yeah.
He's just great. I love the who's the guy that's on the construction site that Christopher's fighting with? What's his name?
Oh, the guy with the glasses?
Yeah, whatever his name is. They're going at it. It's just got so much going
on. And you had some, what's his name? Artie Bucco?
Ralph?
Arthur Bucco.
Oh, Arthur Bucco.
Artie Bucco was there last night playing golf.
I don't like Ralph with Janice. But then again, you're not supposed to like Ralph with Janice.
Right.
You're supposed to hate it, and we all do hate it, and that's great.
The great thing about The Sopranos is It is the only show on television. You turn it on, and when it's over, you go, that's it? And you look at your watch, and you go,
yeah.
That was an hour that went by like that.
Yeah. What's amazing is when a show is that well written and that well done, and they do that little static thing at the beginning with the HBO original presentation, and then they fade to black, and like, bam. I mean, just kaboom. You are immediately thrown into the plot. You are thrown into the rhythm of it. And that's, you know what? I'm going to cut them a little slack for how much time they took making these episodes, because to do an hour long, I mean, a flat hour, not like regular network television, that is probably difficult to keep it moving and keep it interesting. I don't see any sign of this thing dying down, just based on the storylines that they've already established.
I'd like to see more of Ralphie playing basketball.
With the big fat guy.
Yeah. Right. You know, last night we didn't even get Uncle Junior.
Nope.
Who's going to be up on charges very soon.
Yeah, who's got a, you know, that lady that was in the doctor's office that he was hitting on.
One more time, I just got to point out, Carm again, when the doorbell rang,
pimping
himself and asking where Furio is, and Furio came over.
And Furio likes it.
You know that if Carm is not getting the high hard one from Furio now, she will be getting it from him.
And that's going to, you know, God knows what's going to happen with that.
That's going to piss Tony off.
I will miss the breasts of the FBI agent, though. I truly will. And I don't think we're going to see him. I don't think we'll see those again.
I think they'll be back.
How? She's all like a big reserve with FBI.
But if Christopher's girlfriend flips and becomes an informant, they could work that girl
back in.
Like, what, you have her try to infiltrate again?
Yeah, they could stay as friends, because the only person who knows that she's FBI is
Christopher's girlfriend.
Yeah, I don't think they'd take that chance, though.
And, Mike, I read somewhere, maybe it was in Tom Shields' review, that in the fourth episode, Christopher's girlfriend does something so over the top that everybody in America will be talking about it the next day.
Wow. Very cool. Nice little setup. I like that.
That's all I know.
And was that the most realistic vomit? You know, I had it on the old HD TV, and let me tell you.
Oh, man.
I saw the carrot.
It was, yeah.
You good vomit.
Yeah.
You're looking at 10 years.
Right there.
Great vomit.
Can I take my dog?
The timing was perfect because I wanted to watch the Emmys, and Conan O'Brien was funny.
Yeah.
He's a good host of the Emmys.
Yeah, I give him a good B.
Yeah, so would I.
I mean, the opening segment where he's in the house with the Osbournes made me laugh out loud.
Yeah. The low light of the evening was Oprah Winfrey, for some reason, getting a Bob Hope Award.
Humanitarian Award.
Yes, now, and they gave her a head. It was like, you remember on Batman, when Batman used to go in the study and lift up William Shakespeare's head?
Like a bust?
Yeah, to open the thing, the Hing Ram go down the Batcave.
What, little old Bob Hope?
It was a head just like that.
Yeah, that's my head. Don't rub it too hard.
So Oprah, let me see, what do I got? Tom Hanks. You want to hear Tom Hanks going on about Oprah?
We are, after all, only human. It's just that every so often there is one among us who is a little more human than the rest.
Ugh.
Not superhuman, no, but somehow more alive, more aware, more caring, and more concerned about this human condition of ours.
Shut up, Tom.
Life. Such is the woman we honor.
Shut up.
Oprah Winfrey.
Ugh. Now Jim Carrey selling out about how great Oprah is. Jim, meet Oprah's ass.
Making no effort to hide her personal flaws.
I'm sorry.
She has given countless people the courage and the methods to face their own challenges and find new hope.
This is the intro.
Situations. She has always been an advocate for the downtrodden and offered opportunities to minorities of every shape and form to enter the mainstream and fulfill their own potential.
I'm sorry, I forgot how long Tom Hanks goes on here.
Guides us with her passion. Leads us with her heart.
Shut up.
She is a joy to behold.
Shut up.
And inspiration.
Shut up.
Why are they laughing? Because the copy was so hokey.
Is my hair big enough?
Good.
Now Jim Carrey.
I wanted to be one of the very, 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 very important people here tonight to congratulate Oprah Winfrey on the conscience of her work and her many social causes.
I think that she's incredibly
Julie Roberts.
Passionate and kind and
all these ass kissers.
Girlfriend to the world.
She's extraordinary.
Spielberg.
Understand relationships.
It's, you know what?
And
the
who
club.
We are. And
now
who
the
are.
Next one, club. The next one disappoints me.
Show. I read the Oprah magazine.
Chris Rock.
I use Oprah toothpaste. And wash my hair with Oprah hair to hair
product.
Yeah.
She's truly one of a
kind. Hey, wait, hold it, hold it.
Warm,
hey, Chris
beautiful.
Rock is the only one that didn't sell out.
Right.
Chris Rock was really...
But he was involved in it.
I know, yeah. I know.
And now Celine Dion.
And most of all, she's got a great big heart.
So is it only, like, unbelievably wealthy
like
people that were able to speak
like
on this?
Robin Williams.
The women who based them. So much love for you, and I'm so proud of you for everything you've ever achieved.
Because she's been able to achieve all that she has, I've been able to dream.
Thank Halle Berry.
For your wonderful example of compassion.
All right, enough of that.
No, went on and on.
And Tom Hanks, who just can't shut up, has a message, message to Bob Hope.
He's got
to
tell us what we're doing.
A message to Bob Hope. You know, the message should be, here's the hole. jump in and feel the dirt. Now they're just applauding the intro that you just heard.
Mr. Bob Hope. I know you are watching from home this evening.
That's the first line.
Yeah.
Bob Hope can't see.
With his massive headphones.
We all send you our love and thanks for the memories.
And please die soon.
Bob Hope.
You cry? Tom Hanks cry?
No.
No. I can't see him. Who's that little pimp?
All right, so he goes on and on, and then finally...
Where's your little pimp?
Here you go. Here's the Oprah acceptance speech. She's so full of herself.
Thank you.
Triumphantly walking up on stage.
Starting to cry and then fighting it back.
She's so touched. The Tom Hanks, Jim Carrey, Julia Roberts, Steven Spielberg, Chris Rock, Celine Dion, Robin Williams, Chrissy Jones, Halle Berry, Maya Angelou, Diane Sawyer, and Tom Cruise.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Tom. And Bob and Dolores are home watching, I hope. Thank you so much. And to everybody who voted for me. There really is nothing more important to me than striving to be a good human being. So to be here tonight and be acknowledged as the first to receive this honor is beyond expression in words. I am a human being. Nothing human is alien to me. Terence said that in 154 BC, and when I first read it many years ago, I had no idea of the depth of that meaning. I grew up in Nashville with a father who owned a barbershop, Winston's barbershop. He still does. I can't get him to retire. And every holiday, all the transients and the guys who I thought were just losers who hung out at the shop and were always bumming haircuts from my father, borrowing money from my dad, all those guys always ended up at our dinner table. They were a cast of real characters with Fox and Shorty and Bootsy and Slim. And I would say, Bootsy, could you pass the peas, please? And I would often say to my father afterwards, Dad, why can't we just have regular people at our Christmas dinner? Because I was looking for the Courier and Ives version. And my father said to me, they are regular people. They're just like you. They want the same thing you want. And I would say, what? And he'd say, to be fed. And at the time, I thought he was just talking about dinner. But I have since learned how profound he really was. We all are just regular people seeking the same God, same thing. The guy on the street or the woman in the classroom, the Israeli, the Afghani, the Zuni, the Apache, the Irish, the Protestant, the Catholic, the gay, the straight, you, me, we all just want to know that we matter. We want validation.
Ha 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 ha
We want the same things. We want safety, and we want to live a long life. We want to find somebody to love, Stedman. Thank you. We want to find somebody to laugh with and have the power and the place to cry with when necessary. The greatest pain I feel in life is to be invisible. What I've learned is we all just want to be heard. And I thank all the people who continue to let me hear your stories. And by sharing your stories, you let other people see themselves and for a moment glimpse the power to change, power to triumph. Maya Angelou said, when you learn, teach. When you get, give. I want you to know that this award to me means I will continue to strive to give back to the world what it has given to me so that I might be even more worthy of tonight's honor. Thank you.
Oh, man. You're killing me with that. You're killing me with that.
There she goes.
Yes, tell us all how to live our lives. Oh, there it is. Thank you. Thank you, oh, privileged few. Thank you, oh, privileged few, for celebrating each other being so great.
F you. That would have made it better last night.
Boy, it you know, sometimes they forget how sanctimonious it sounds to the average
schmo. So lucky bitch she is.
God, she's just doing Phil Donahue's show.
Yeah, that's all right. We'll get Tom Hanks, and we'll get Jim Carrey, and we'll get Tom Cruise, and let me see, who else can we get? We'll get Ben Affleck. Is he at the 20 million mark yet?
He's not good enough.
Okay, you know he's not good enough, no.
And Stedman, I need Maya Angelou because, of course, she means so much to me. And I've got to have, I've got to have, Stedman, that bitch, Diane Sawyer.
And can we get Tom Hanks to do the intro? So he do that thing he does where he talks down to all of us, please. Thank you very much. Yes, appreciate that. Very good, thank you.
That's the enemies.
Now, can I have another piece of pineapple upside down cake, Stedman? Feed it to me. Feed it to me, please. Thank you.
While I'm in the bathtub.
I'm in the bathtub. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Stedman. Could I have another piece with just a little bit of whipped cream on it? This is the best pineapple upside down cake you have ever made, Stedman. Oh, look, a piece fell into the tub. Get it. Grab it.
Oprah. Oprah. And I want a woman up for you. Oh, my baby's excited.
Stedman, fish out the soaking wet piece of cake and feed it to me, please.
May I tell you something?
What's that, Stedman?
I'm powerful excited to be here by your bathtub. Oh, baby.
Thank you, Stedman. Feed me some more cake with whipped cream, won't you? Oh, look at that little one.
I love feeding you in the bathtub, baby.
And I love blowing bubbles for you, Stedman. I'm going to blow the biggest one right now. Here we go. Let me...
Oh, baby.
Oh, God. Can you believe that? That's just screaming to be made fun of.
Right. A humanitarian award for doing a TV show.
Right.
It remind me, sometime we got to do Oprah and Stedman again. Because we do that in the bathtub and really have fun.
When Oprah, you know, locks herself in the bathroom when she's upset.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to give away a trip to Iceland.
Wow!
Time for Donnie's Naked Cruelty.
Oh, this is a nasty little segment.
Now, here's what you do. You call us up on the toll-free 877-365-3636.
No.
There must be something you want to say to somebody
that you just can't bring yourself to say.
And, I mean, I'm not looking for... This is not the big lie where you want to call up and confess something to somebody. This is something you want to say to somebody and you just... For whatever reason,
right?
You don't have the balls to. It's right. Just not acceptable. I'm here to do it for you.
You can do that.
You want to say F you to somebody? You want to tell someone they're a dick?
Breakdown.
You want to tell someone to get the F out of your life?
Right.
I'm the man for the job.
There you go.
That's right here. WDM standing by. We'll select one person.
You like the world's dumbest millionaire to be cruel for you?
I'll make the call on your behalf. Once the call is complete and the message has been delivered, you know you will win a 2-night, 3-day trip for two to Iceland, courtesy of Iceland Air, the coolest airline crossing the Atlantic.
Very good.
It's Donnie's Naked Cruelty.
Wonderful.
I mean, I can think of something I would say, but the people I would say it to no longer work here.
This is true.
So I'm kind of off the hook.
Consider it said. Donnie's Naked Cruelty's copyright featured. No last names, please.
So call us now. 877-365-3636. I'll do my best to be nakedly cruel for you right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You have no brain.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
They should know better. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I'm ready for Donnie's Naked Cruelty. Let's see what we got. What do we got on the line?
I don't know.
Dive in. See if we got one that catches our fancy.
Very good.
Hi, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Tony.
Tony, where are you from?
Waldorf, Maryland.
All right, Tony, playing for a trip to Iceland.
Right.
Donnie's Naked Cruelty. Who is it? What's the situation?
Well, I had a crappy job in St. Charles Town Center Mall working at the Sunglass Hut.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. And I was reading Maxim one day, and my boss came down. And
you were what?
I was reading one of the Maxim magazines.
You were reading a Maxim right. magazine. Okay. That's what
yeah,
I thought you
said. You know how like some of the pictures are kind of
risque,
English?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I ended up getting fired for reading it.
Wow.
That's one of the big F you to my old boss.
All right.
That's not bad. Not bad for starters.
Right.
Not, probably not the choicest one. It'd be really better if he was still working there and he wanted
right.
to quit.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Rich.
Rich, I'm ready to be nakedly cruel. Who and why?
Well, an ex-girlfriend of mine whose personal hygiene wasn't the best.
Again, it would be better if it was a current girlfriend.
Yeah, an ex-girlfriend.
Well,
I mean,
if it's a current girlfriend, I'm not exactly going to want to piss her off, you know?
Yeah, but you see, I mean, if it's a current girlfriend, it's more of a vehicle. You know, it's like having the job. If you have the job, then, you know, then you quit, that's better for naked cruelty.
Yeah, but cruel is cruel no matter who it is, am I right?
We could argue all day, sir.
Hold on, please.
And we have.
Hold on, hello. Don and Mike, hi.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Phil.
Phil, what's the deal?
Phil? I'm going to quit. I've been lying to her.
All right, well, now we're getting somewhere, maybe.
This one has a little shine on it, doesn't it?
Well, Mike, your crap detector is always out.
Yeah, but I mean, I consider this to be legitimate, and I also believe that every eye in the room began to twinkle a little bit with this one.
So your wife is no good at oral.
Right.
And what does she do wrong? And remember this...
Everything my last girlfriend did right.
All right, now I'm going to need to, let me get out a pencil here. What was your last girlfriend's name?
Good sign.
Oh, Lord.
What was her name?
I can't tell you that.
I need her first name.
Oh, man.
Make it up.
No. Don't make it up because I'm being nakedly cruel.
All right.
Yeah, if you're talking about the old girlfriend, he needs the,
All right, Trish.
Trish.
This is going to sink me.
And what did Trish... What did Trish do that your wife doesn't? I mean, be explicit, but keep in mind we're on the radio.
Right. She was a sorority girl.
Yeah.
So she got a lot of practice. And
What? Come on, spit it out, son.
Did all the, she gobbled.
She gobbled. Would she give you a happy ending?
Yeah.
All right, now your wife.
So what you're saying, if I can read between the lines here, is your old girlfriend, Trish, really attacked it with reckless abandon?
Right, she was like an assassin, sort of.
Would your wife be a little too dainty? Is that what it is?
That, and almost like she's frightened.
Mm-hmm. She's frightened. Awfully cruel, though, to call her and tell her that.
I know, especially at work.
Now, what, I need your wife's first name, not her last name.
Yeah, it's Michelle.
Michelle. Now, what is she doing wrong?
Asking too many questions.
Like what?
Is that good?
Well,
how about this?
You see, she's trying, though.
I'm giving her A for effort.
But you see, that doesn't...
But I'm being nakedly cruel.
That doesn't make it necessarily good.
No, it's not good.
Too much teeth?
Too much talking.
All right, too much talking. Does she keep the change?
Does she keep change?
When she does...
Spit it out, son. Do you know what I mean? You know what we mean?
When she does perform...
Oh, let me know when the stack's about to call up for lunch.
All right, so hold on. Too much talking. She doesn't keep the change.
Just in general, not really good at it.
Right.
Like she ought to. How would you suggest she get better at it? Would you like her to watch a video?
Trish to come over and we. She could watch.
Yeah. Donnie's writing all these things down, and he's going to share this with your wife.
All right. Now, let me see. On a scale of 1 to 10, how good was Trish at giving you oral?
9.
Wow.
And how good is your wife at giving you oral?
3.
And even though this is Donnie's naked cruelty, is there anything that you would give her as constructive criticism besides having Trish come over? Any way you would suggest, because she's not going to want to have Trish come over.
Right. And it'd be the girlfriend before that to come over.
What?
Hold on, I thought the girlfriend...
The one before Trish.
Oh, who was that?
That doesn't even matter.
No, I need to know. What was her name?
Totally confused. I thought Trish was the one that gave you the great one.
Right.
But so did the one before Trish.
There you go.
And what was her name?
Her name is Katie.
Katie. And she did it good, too?
There you go.
Rate Katie on a 1 to 10.
Katie would at least be a 7.
7.
At least a 7.
And your wife is a 1?
She's a 3.
She's a 3.
Okay.
I mean, anytime that's going on, she can go with 3.
You know, he's going to have to take care of how to repair this.
For now,
you're just delivering the message.
Absolutely. Hold on. I need the number of Trish.
Trish?
I'm sorry, of Michelle.
Right.
I need the number for Michelle. Did you give that to Joe?
I've given it twice. I can give it to you again if you need it.
No, hold on. Someone to run.
Are we trying to get her on the line now?
I can't see it on the screen. Hello, staff.
Oh, staff.
Staff infection.
410.
Oh, no.
Don't give it on the air.
Don't give it on the air. Hold on.
No, for God's sake,
hold
you
on.
Moron.
Someone will run in with it.
All right, we're trying to do this as we speak.
Staff infection.
Get this done.
All right, it's IM'd. I got it. Okay. Let me dial it up here. And, Rob, if you would please tell her that
she's won a contest.
Yeah. And she's going to be on the radio.
Okay. My name is Michelle?
Yeah.
There you go.
It's ringing?
Yeah.
All right, very good. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Don Geronimo's Naked Cruelty Copyrighted Feature on the Don and Mike Show. No last names, please.
It's ringing right now.
Ring number 3.
Don was taking copious notes. I do certainly hope we get through to this gentleman's wife so you can deliver the news. And then...
For Michelle?
Everything else is his... doing.
Michelle's not there.
Ugh.
Dumbass. I knew it. I knew it when the guy was talking.
Is it Michelle the waitress?
Is it Michelle the waitress? Phil?
Yeah.
Is it Michelle the waitress?
Michelle the bartender. Min.
Michelle the bartender.
I'm going to ask Min.
All right.
Hold on.
Ma'am? Oh, are you Michelle the bartender? Oh, okay. Hi, this is Rob from the Don and Mike Radio Show.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Very good. Yeah.
Can we just borrow you for 1 minute? We have a contest. We'd like to put your voice on the air if possible. Is that okay?
Tell her husband's on the air.
Oh, yeah. Your husband's on the phone.
Your husband's on the... Hello? Hang up.
Oh, that's not nice. Yeah.
We'll try once more.
All right. We'll try one more time.
Call her back and tell her husband is on the phone.
I will.
Why would she have hung up? Could she be listening?
Maybe she knows she's no good.
She might know already. If she was listening, she'd know already. We got to ask Numbnuts what he thinks.
Hey, Numbnuts.
Yes.
What do you think?
I think she's probably busy if she's not talking.
All right, well, Rob's got...
busy.
Robbie, you
got
to tell her that she can win a trip to Iceland.
Okay.
And her husband's on the phone.
Tell her that.
That's the truth. And you're taking her to Iceland, right?
If this is worth all the trouble, yeah.
She's not going to swallow that.
Buzz. I get it, Buzz. I get jokes.
All right, we're trying to get her on the air.
Fourth ring.
Fourth ring.
So we can get a trip to Iceland.
Let me just say, Phil, I've not even talked to this woman yet. I sense the problems. Just the fact that she's not picking up the phone now.
No, we're trying to get this done for you, Phil.
Thank you.
This would be a great one. I got so much information to give her.
I've never seen you. I've never seen you on this regular feature, Donnie's Naked Cruelty. Take that many notes before.
And remember, we're not here to solve problems. We're here to aggravate them.
Well, I have 2 days' work.
All right, hold on. On the phone, and you're up for a trip for Iceland. Up for a trip to Iceland.
Jesus Christ, Rob.
All right, hang on. You'll be on the air.
All right, you got her. Okay. All right, now Phil, hold on.
All right.
Don't say anything. Hold on. Hi, Michelle.
Yes?
Hi, listen, welcome to the Don and Mike Show. You're on the air. We have your husband, Phil. Before I talk to you, I want you to know he's here. Phil, say hi to Michelle, that's all.
Hello.
Hey.
All right, hold on. Now, Michelle, we're playing a game here called Donnie's Naked Cruelty.
What?
It's called Don's Naked Cruelty.
Donnie's Naked Cruelty. It kind of softens it up.
Yeah. Donnie's Naked Cruelty, Michelle, is a game where we ask people to call in with things that they're afraid to tell somebody themselves, and we give them a big prize, and of course you a big prize. And, well, now it's time for Donnie's Naked Cruelty, because he's got to tell you something that Phil didn't want to tell you.
You really, pun intended here, you suck at oral. You talk too much, asking him all the time, is this good, is this good, is this good? You use your teeth too much. You never keep the change. You always do that thing where you say, tell me when it's going to happen, tell me when it's going to happen. Furthermore, he really wishes that you could be more like Trish, his last girlfriend, who really knew how to do it. That's the sorority girl. She gobbled him. She always gave him a happy ending. He would like to invite Trish into the bedroom to show you how to properly service him. And as a matter of fact, you are so bad at giving oral that he even thinks that the girlfriend before Trish,
what was her name?
Katie, was better than you. And when I asked him to rate all of the girls on their skill at oral, he said that Trish, his last girlfriend before you, was a 9 out of 10. Katie, 2 girlfriends before you, was a 7 out of 10. And you, Michelle, are a 3. You're awful.
Okay, what am I supposed to say?
Well, let's bring Phil back in here now that you've, now that Donnie's Naked Cruelty has been accomplished.
Oh. Phil? Hi, hon.
Hi.
Phil?
Yes.
Anything you... Well, you know, Phil didn't call to speak. I mean, right. He wanted you to do it. Now, Michelle, that's the bad news.
Okay.
But hold on. First, before we get to the good news, I'd like to just prolong this a little
right.
bit.
Right.
Thanks.
Phil?
Yes?
Was there anything that I left out?
No, I think you covered all the bases.
I mentioned everything that you told me, that your wife is awful at oral.
Right.
She talks too much.
Yeah.
She doesn't like to do it. She doesn't keep the chain.
Okay. Right. I gotta go.
She does that thing where she goes, tell me when it's gonna happen.
Right.
Hurry up.
Michelle, is there anything...
Hey, that's her. Hurry up.
No, Michelle, is there anything you'd like to say to Phil?
I love you.
Oh, no.
Hurry up.
Now, hold on. I got to ask a question.
Yeah.
No, Michelle.
Yeah?
How come you're not mad?
Because I know it's not true.
Oh!
What do you say to that, Phil?
I think I'm going to probably get punched when she gets home.
Well, I mean, she obviously isn't buying it.
Well, she's mistaken. That's why I got somebody else to tell her.
Okay.
Now, Michelle, let me ask you something. On your rating yourself, how good do you think you are at oral?
Seven.
A seven. Do you keep the change?
Yes. I gotta go.
Yeah, right.
You know, Phil,
I'm sorry, but I'm gonna get...
No, you're not going nowhere.
I think you're lying, Phil. I think your wife is excellent at oral.
Yeah, okay.
And technically, if she's good at it,
then you don't win.
Well, she's not good at it. That's why I called you. Even without the trip, I would have called you.
You know, unfortunately, there's only one way to prove this.
All right, well, then, Phil, you have to tell her then how awful she is.
Michelle?
Yeah?
You are an absolute dog when I was seven.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Man. All right, I thought it was a joke.
No, absolutely serious.
Okay. All right, can I go now?
Don't you want to hear something?
What?
Michelle, you've won a trip to Iceland.
Great.
It doesn't matter. That's good.
Yeah.
That's always a sign that Nikki Grilly is
I won the trip.
Oh, yeah. Can I take somebody else?
I won the trip.
Yes, you can take somebody else.
I won the trip.
No, Phil called.
No, no, Michelle, you may take a girlfriend.
Okay. Phil won the trip.
No, no, Phil.
Phil, shut up.
Shut up, Phil.
Michelle?
Yeah?
You have won a 2-night, 3-day trip for two to Iceland.
No, no, no.
Courtesy of Iceland Air.
No, no.
The coolest airline crossing the Atlantic.
No.
Visit IcelandAir.com for details on the Iceland Airwaves Music Festival.
Phil.
Music's coolest festival.
Cool.
Now, Michelle. So
there's only one rule about this trip, Michelle.
Okay.
You can't take Phil.
Oh, I won the trip.
Michelle, which one of your friends do you think you'd like to take with you?
Oh, God, I don't know.
And it can be a guy or a girl.
Phil wins the trip.
Shut up, Phil.
Hold on, Phil.
Michelle?
Mm-hmm.
Now, really, we're very serious about this. You have won a trip to Iceland. You're going to love it. But we're going to put it in the rider here. When we give out the tickets.
Right.
The plane tickets for Iceland.
That you cannot take, Phil.
Are you okay with that?
Do I have to decide right now?
Well, you don't have to decide who you're going to take, but you have to decide that you're not going to take Phil.
Why?
Because that's what we want you to do.
Because then it's really,
cruel. It's really Donnie's making cruelty back to Phil.
Then it's really cruel. Because he called to say you're no good at oral.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to decide that right now.
Well, we don't...
Come on, I'm in a hurry.
Honey, do you eat with that mouth?
Oh, dear.
Well, do you eat with that mouth?
Not well, apparently.
Oh, my.
You know what? Hey, now, I'm sorry. Phil gets the trip now.
Okay.
Phil, hold on, buddies.
Phil gets the trip, but Phil's not taking you.
Right. But let's get Phil on and see if he makes that decision.
Phil? Hey, Phil.
Yes.
Phil, you get the trip, but you can't take your wife.
I will not take Michelle LaWall on the trip.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right.
Yes.
All right, you know, for a while I didn't believe it. Now I believe it.
Yes,
oh,
better.
Oh, dear.
What a biatch.
Sticky wicket that was.
There you go.
Now, Phil?
Yes.
Who would you like to take? Do you have any idea?
I have a couple girls in mind.
Well, you know, it is a pretty good guy's trip, too, Phil.
Trish or Katie.
Trish or Katie.
All right, Phil, the deal is you go with anybody but her.
Will do.
All right. That was a tough sell.
All right. Thank you, Phil.
Oh, my. What a sticky wicket.
Hold on, everybody. That's how.
Ladies and gentlemen, Don Geronimo's making
Cruelty. That's how you play it.
Donnie's making Cruelty. I forgot. I have to call it Donnie's to soften it.
Yeah, because that makes it all warm and fuzzy.
Well,
yeah.
You know, that was cruelty in so many different directions.
Can't chart it.
Absolutely. No, you can't. You never know where it's going to go.
Damn, I like that.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
I like that. She dropped the S-bomb.
Yes, she did.
And everybody's cruel now. I'm cruel, she's cruel, he's cruel.
And who knows how it's all going to get sorted out. You and I should go on the trip.
All right, thank you, Phil. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Trish. Thank you, Katie.
Especially Katie.
And
also Phil's dog.
Who first gave him oral when he was seven?
Wow.
Let's clear the lines now and see if we can give away $250, okay? We got the secret sound and a, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but a very special guest will be helping us on the secret sound when we come back. Someone who's a bit under the weather.
Oh, dear.
Oh, really? 877-365-3636. $250 on the line. If you identify the sound, be the 100th caller right now. And good luck, you animals.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come on, Pebbles. You too, Dino. Daddy's speaking on the radio.
The Don and Mike Show.
Life, love, and luck. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Don't forget now, Wednesday on the show, the return of Star Rip Trivia. Girls, we're back in the afternoon slot.
All right.
Don't let us down.
Yeah, I mean, we got a great prize, too, a vacation to Hawaii.
Now, you live in D.C., come down WJFK and play. Or you're from Baltimore, drive down. Hell, you live in Philly. 2-hour drive. You drive as fast as Wendell does.
Yeah, come on down. Look at the Washington Monument. Take your clothes off.
A girl on Wednesday will win, or a guy, will win a 4-night, 5-day stay at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel in Hawaii.
The Pink Palace, Doc.
The Pink Palace of the Pacific. TV's Funniest Family Hits Hawaii. It's a 1-hour comedy spectacular. Don't miss the season premiere of My Wife and Kids. Wednesday night at 8 on ABC. And we're playing strip trivia, and we are giving away a trip to Hawaii on Wednesday. We've got, I think,
20 or 30 women.
5 girls signed up right now.
We need 15 to 25 more.
And that is just ridiculous. Now, I know we've... That's goddamn ridiculous.
I agree.
I know that we've been doing a million other things on the show today.
Yeah, but we've sold it today. We've sold that thing today. We need more women to participate.
Not like we can really sell.
Nah, we can really go nuts.
Yeah. Tomorrow, we'll put on our pimp clothes.
Tomorrow. You bet. Absolutely. We'll wear the hats.
You know, maybe tomorrow, if it's if it ever does finally get cool, and they keep saying the cold front's going to get here. And
yeah, they're right, though. It is getting here.
Today's the first day of fall.
Right.
Maybe tomorrow I'll wear my Sean John puffy combs,
excellent
sweatsuit to work.
And maybe that'll be good karma as we pimp for some more women for
to
the
to give us that yo-yo-yo pimp thing happening.
And I'll wear a golf shirt.
Also, that'll be refrigerant change.
I'll wear something tight.
Also, tomorrow, Mike, we will be discussing your payoff of the Boston Red Sox bet. That is on tomorrow's show. Now, time for a call 100. Oh, but before call 100, I told you we had a...
Okay.
Special guest is going to join us for the contest today. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Don.
Now.
Hi, Don.
Charlie's not feeling well.
I'm feeling too perky, Don.
Yeah.
I don't know what's the matter with
me. What's the deal now, Charlie? I know that.
I'm dying.
I know Mike has had.
I'm dying.
Mike has had some voice issues recently.
I know. I'm not feeling like I used to. Soon the lights are going to go out. I really think pretty soon the lights are going
to
go out.
Get to know Charlie.
Ah, now.
It comes and goes.
It comes and goes.
My voice comes and goes, Don.
Get to know Charlie.
Sometimes it comes back, though.
Wow.
Listen.
Sometimes I feel really good.
Listen to how strong you
are. I feel strong, Don.
Strong as bull.
No. Not like I used to. I The doctor told me I shouldn't exert myself as much as I have.
Oh, is it all the manual labor that Mr. Linewine has you doing?
No, I'm filled with diseases.
Like what?
I don't know. I do all the big names.
Do they end with Rhea?
Yeah.
Gaia?
Cholera.
Gaia?
Dia.
Donna?
Rhea Perlman. I don't know, Don. I don't know, Don.
Get to know Charlie.
Oh. I'm not myself. I'm not as young as I used to be.
How old are you? Really? Oh, Rob, how old is Charlie?
He'll be 62 in December.
I'm 62.
He'll be 62 in December.
I'm having a heart. My heart is giving out. That's what the doctor said.
Do you need a transplant?
He said, Charlie, you need a transplant.
Can we get you a monkey heart or something?
I need a heart. Lung and liver transplant.
Oh, Charlie.
I won't make it to Christmas if I don't get it.
get to know Charlie.
But it comes back sometimes.
Are you ready
to run the secret sound contest?
Oh, no, I'm not, Don. No. There's blood in my stool. I have blood in my stool.
Hello. You've always had blood in your stool.
No, but this time it's really bad.
Don, Mike, hello.
I am caller 100.
This time it looks like a popsicle.
Yes, you are. What is your name?
My name's Stan, and I feel bad for Charlie.
Thank you, Stan.
Stan.
I'll be okay.
Stan, where are you from?
Germantown.
Stan, oh,
I like Germantown.
Stan, you won the Blockbuster prize pack with a 52-week rental card.
Oh, right.
I can't feel my feet.
That's a great prize. Thanks.
Great prize from Blockbuster. Every week, go rent a movie, a DVD, a video, a game. Every week from Blockbuster.
Why is it so dark in here?
I'd say, friends, remember the movies and games you used to keep for 5 evenings?
Mm-hmm.
Now you keep them for 8 days at Blockbuster Vodial.
Sometimes I just cry.
I guess you know, Charlie.
I think Charlie ought to go out with Maurice.
I'm not feeling too perky, sir.
Charlie?
I hope you win.
Get to know Charlie.
I hope you win.
Thank you, Charlie.
Stop doing shit.
I'm going to try my best. Just for you, big guy.
I don't want you to win, big guy. I don't like you at all.
Wow. Oh, Charlie.
See, now that I'm dying, I can be honest.
You need some pizza.
My nails aren't growing. My nails don't grow, sir.
Would you like pizza? Would you like ice cream? Would you like...
Yes, I would. I still like pizza and ice cream.
He rallies.
I do, Don. I still like all of those things. But then I take a deep breath and I realize... I just have some broth.
All right. We're going to play you the sound. The newest clue was, today's clue was PC.
I don't care.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, $250 on the line. Here we go.
I got cramps.
Please don't answer until Charlie sings like.
Charlie? Dying Charlie?
Caller, name this sound.
Oh.
Hey, you know, I'm thinking we could do this for the fall book.
I'm coughing up blood.
We could do this for the fall ratings. The death of Charlie.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Get to know Charlie.
Want some pizza?
No, just some bouillon. Please.
Do you know what bouillon is?
Broth.
What's
maybe,
broth?
Maybe just a piece of toast.
What's broth?
Maybe just one of my pills. Give me one of my pain pills, please.
Are you on the
phone? Don?
Yeah, Charlie.
Don?
Charlie?
Stock in here.
Sir, for $500. Oh, excuse me. Strike that for $250. What is that sound?
The closing of a CD-ROM drawer on a PC.
The closing.
When you close it.
No, the negative.
Oh, we're sorry.
Nope.
Well, I got the consumption.
You know. Don't forget that every guess is a clue for you.
For you.
Hey, Charlie.
I'm having real trouble breathing. Where's my tank? I need my tank.
This is going to make you happy.
What? Oh, Buzz.
Yeah.
Buzz Pepe.
Hi, Charlie.
Go, Buzz. I'm a fighter.
You hang in there, Charlie.
I'm a fighter.
That's right. You hang in there.
But I don't have any balance.
Hey, Charlie.
Careful.
Your thine eyes shining armor.
In a world where on the radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
I got a mass inside of me the size of a watermelon.
Oh, dear.
What has happened to our Charlie?
No, the lights are going out.
You know what I think?
I can't hold anything down anymore.
Very soon it'll be a very special Don and Mike.
You know that night on the Sopranos?
Yeah.
Remember what Adriana did?
She threw up?
I do that all day.
Oh, no.
I do.
That's not good.
You know, we could always kill him off and bring him back when Mike's voice gets better.
Sure. Okay. You want to go ahead? Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Charlie.
How you been?
I don't want to kill you off, Charlie.
I know, Don.
I'm feeling great.
I come back anyway.
Whoops, Charlie. That was my fault.
Get to know Charlie.
Oh.
Buzz,
oh. What's wrong now?
My jaw hurts.
Oh, no.
What is your lead story, Buzz?
Maybe this is timely. The government proposes smallpox shots for everybody.
That's what I got.
Smallpox.
I got the smallpox.
You don't even know what smallpox are.
I got, if I die.
Yeah?
Joe's handling my affairs.
Good. Stay tuned for news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Charlie, that was very
professional. I'm dying.
Charlie's dying. Now, the question is...
My God. How sad is that? I thought your naked cruelty segment was sad, but that's sad. That's real sad.
No, this all hinges on how good your voice is.
I know. It's real sad, though.
Sad. We could either... go all the way with it.
Right.
And as you said, Charlie will never really be dead.
Yeah, we'd have to bring everybody in, though, for the funeral.
Yes. The whole
meeting.
Dennis. all of his friends. All the people that meant something to him.
Charlie's funeral. Now I'm going out of my mind. Like, we really have a casket.
We just have a little nice little organ music and have everybody come in and say a few words about the late Charlie. He'd like that, Charlie.
Oh, I want to do it.
Everybody likes a Charlie in a box.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Like somebody's got a case of the mundus.
Conjoined. And that's okay. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Let me see. I can do this behind the scenes. It's easier like this. WYSP has the Kosher Show coming up at 7.
Mm-hmm.
They got to cut us off sometime soon. So do it whenever you got to, guys.
Yeah, for all of us here, we want to say Philadelphia. If you don't get a chance to say a formal goodbye this evening, it's because of the coaching show, so bear with us fairly well.
We just can't run on time. We're doing as close as we can tonight. Time for Buzz and News. Buzz brought to you by Verimax Sexual Enhancer.
Uh-huh.
Have great sex more often with Verimax. Call now for a special offer, 1-888-TRY-VMAX. That's 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Oh, and Buzz, I got to take this call.
Okay.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Call for Strip Trivia?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And what's your name?
Candy.
Candy.
Candy, are you looking forward to it?
Oh, yeah.
Candy is dandy.
But sex won't rot your teeth.
Where are you from?
Fredericksburg.
How old are you?
25.
Celeb you think you most resemble?
Sandra Bullock.
Come on down.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Want
to
go to Hawaii?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to get us... some grade A fillies for this.
Yeah.
We're not going to get any El Cids in here.
No, that was way, way, way back.
Hold on there, Candy.
Okay.
Hold on. Yeah, girls. Good for Hawaii.
Candy.
And also, tomorrow we'll open up the lines for the guys as well.
Candy.
Play the game. Now here is Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. If even one person in this country comes down with a suspicious case of smallpox, a new plan would have the rest of us vaccinated within days. We may even get the shots before the first case. The federal government's sending the instructions on this to the various states today. The instructions include keeping order among a potentially panicked public. The vaccine works even after you've been exposed to smallpox, so long as you get it within a few days of the exposure.
But this falls into that category again.
Mm-hmm.
Is everything an open book that
apparently
we do?
So.
Dumbasses. Honest to God, man, I'm really starting to worry about the people running things.
And the vaccine's controversial since it carries significant health risks, including death in some cases. The little girl whose beating by her mother was caught last week on videotape is going to stay in foster care a while longer.
Is this the girl that was in the van?
Yes. You've seen this tape?
Of course I've seen it.
Everybody's seen this.
Here's the deal. I've seen the tape,
mm-hmm.
and they'll say, like on the Today Show, this is a disturbing tape.
Yeah.
And then they show it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say, that is really disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they show it again.
Yes.
And then they say, you know, Kate and Matt, they sit there, the Katie and Matt, they go, oh, it's so awful.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see it again.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know, I wish they would just say, it's awful, and we're going to show it five times. so you can see exactly what happened.
Right.
Rather than having to sit through the every time this, you know.
You know, I would urge people really, for all the people that, that might say how horrible that is, mm-hmm. not to look the other way in like your local Walmart or Kmart when some mom does that. I got an FU from a mom one time, but I didn't give a damn because right. I said, don't do that to your kid. She said, FU, right to my face, but she got the message
mm-hmm.
that that's not appropriate to do that in a public place. It's Good. Not appropriate to do that to your kid in any place.
Intervene. A judge in South Bend, Indiana is giving child protection officials 2 weeks to recommend who should care for the girl. Suspicious security workers at a discount store zoomed their camera in on Madeline Toogood as she leaned into her car to land at least 20 blows on 4-year-old Martha.
I'm Katie Couric. I'm Matt Lauer. It's a disturbing tape.
This is disturbing. Let's show it again.
Let's roll it again.
Which is more disturbing, the woman doing that in the first place or showing it, you know, again
over
and again
over.
And again and again.
Or Matt Lauer's
did,
haircut.
And did you see the woman interviewed?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, she has a gift of the English language.
Yes, she does. She's charged with felony battery on a child, which carries a maximum sentence of 3 years in prison. Today she pleaded innocent, but she's expected to change her plea to guilty and throw herself on the mercy of the court. The mother, who has no prior record of abuse on any of her other children, now says she's ashamed of what she did and admits she was having, quote, a bad day.
Hey, honey, I got news for you. We all have bad days.
You know, when they said, I think it was out of the movie Parenthood one time, the old dumb old Keanu Reeves had the line that, you know, you can get a license. You need a license to drive a car.
Right.
Anybody can have a kid.
Apparently so. Washington, D.C. is about to expand its system.
Mike? Yes, Don?
Not Buzz.
Yeah, I'm barren.
I'm sorry, Buzz.
Washington, D.C. is about to expand its system of police cameras, according to the Washington Times. The paper says the cameras that now snap photos of red light runners can be adapted to photograph speeders during a green light.
Now, this, I don't, you know, the red light is one thing.
Yeah, well, you know what? Spend the money at the airports with the people that are trying to kill us. Thank you very much.
The paper says this would allow the city to ticket millions of motorists every year throughout the city around the clock.
God,
Lockheed Martin, the company that provides the cameras, says the city could tap drivers for nearly $11 million a year at $29 a ticket. A threesome is okay between consenting adults so long as it isn't on a public train. That was the problem on the Long Island Railroad Saturday. A man...
What disc jockey came up with this one?
It was my idea. A man, his wife, and his brother, all in their early 40s, were arrested for having glorious three-way sex on a train out of New York's Penn Station. But it wasn't just having sex that got them in trouble. It was their refusal to stop despite a complaint from a passenger and repeated pleas from the conductor. Police say the only thing that got them to stop was three pairs of handcuffs. Quoting a cop, we've seen sex at the station, never on a train.
Amtrak has announced a pair suspending Ken Stevens and Jeremy Coleman.
If you're going to do that, do it in the quiet car.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Wow, we're late.
Quit smelling their belly button. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Finally, they have a different take on things in Canada. Take the case of the seven guys arrested on public nudity charges during the recent gay pride parade in Toronto. The charges have been dropped. Prosecutors decided the lawyer was right when he argued his clients were technically not naked, since they were wearing shoes at the time.
Yeah.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Buzz, too fast, Buzz.
Yeah, okay. No,
that's it.
No, no, come on. Come on.
I mean, Buzz, there's fast.
Yeah,
there's
really fast.
Fast.
Yeah.
You're too fast.
Sorry.
No problem. It's too fast.
Dime.
We'll see you tomorrow for the new episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you.
Oh. Yeah. We're going to be discussing that tomorrow.
Good.
Do we kill off Charlie?
Mm.
For the ratings.
For rating sweeps.
That's it. We got to go. Joe, don't worry. He'll always come back. Joe. Stupid, doughy-headed Joe. Joe's coming in all upset.
Well, Charlie's his friend.
Don't kill Charlie.
Hey, that's my friend.
Joe. Can I tell you something? Just between me and you? Charlie's a made-up character.
No!
No. All right, that's it. We gotta go. Toodaloo, toodaloo, and,
Kisses.
Yeah.
Toodaloo.
Ass.
Till we meet again.
Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.